Chemical sensitivities. This is another symptom that I've seen so many people over the years struggle with. It can be very problematic. They end up not being able to tolerate things like detergent, bleach and other cleaning products, deodorant, perfume, scented candles, essential oils, you name it. Those things will cause a reaction. Sometimes even chemicals you aren't aware of that are found in carpets, in, you know, when you buy new furniture, just about everything can cause them problems. If you do have this symptom, you may complain of burning in your throat, your nostrils, your chest, maybe headaches, dizziness, or nasal congestion. You know, there are a host of different reactions that these sensitivities can cause, and because of that it can drastically change a person's life in withdrawal. It can make going out in public quite difficult. I had this symptom, but mine was a lot to do with things like bleach. If I just even being near a pool would end up with my having the glands in my throat all swollen. Thankfully it went, and this is a symptom that does normally go. If you didn't have multiple chemical sensitivities prior to withdrawal, I don't think you should expect this to, you know, be an indefinite permanent problem. It's not one of the symptoms that goes quickly, I would say, for some people, not everyone. So if you're having this and you hear me say that, don't think, you know, you're going to be protracted and so on. However, there are people who remain sensitive. If you think that even when you think you're healed, your nervous system is still healing. So with this symptom, I would say don't just rush into doing everything that you used to do before. Even after you feel you're better, take your time and gently reintroduce things one by one, you know, just to make sure, okay? But in the meantime, you normalize it. You know it's a symptom. You know why it's happening. And you find ways of managing your life as best as you can, you know, without maybe being shut in all the time. And you tell yourself it's going to pass, which it will. And you look after yourself well in the meantime.